In a region struggling with a disproportionately large number of foreclosed homes, a good chunk of which are for all intents and purposes abandoned, Orlando's ban on front yard vegetable gardens just doesn't make any sense. Every few months in many Orlando neighborhoods, weeds grow knee-high in neglected yards and vines creep over neighbors' fences. Somebody eventually calls the city to complain, and eventually someone comes and cuts the grass. But then the cycle starts all over. It would make sense for local governments to crack down on this kind of thing. It's bad for our neighborhoods and terrible for property values. But instead, Orlando let itself be distracted last year by what should be a non-issue. A College Park couple's front yard vegetable garden, which aggravated some neighbors because it wasn't your typical patch of water-hogging St. Augustine grass. The city told the couple their edible landscape was against code and they'd have to dig it up. Instead, they dug in their heels. For the past year, the Orlando City Council has been concocting elaborate plans to work front yard gardens into city code, devising plans that measure out what percentage can be vegetables, shrubbery, and rock garden. The first go-round determines that only 25% of a yard could be edible, and that caused a ruckus. So this past Monday, the council unveiled an ordinance that will allow front yard gardeners to plant up to 60% of their yards with gardens. No mulch, though, and no exotic plants. Good thing we're finally getting those rogue gardeners in check. Now, if only somebody would mow the patch of weedy sod in that zombie foreclosure next door.